a Jewish journal article. Noah Tishby dismissed as special envoy on anti-Semitism. Noah Tishby announced this morning that she has been dismissed as Israel's special envoy for combating anti-Semitism and delegitimization of Israel. It is with disappointment and sadness, but an enduring determination, that I can confirm that the current Israeli government has dismissed me as special envoy for combating anti-Semitism and the delegitimization of Israel, Tishby wrote in a letter to her followers on Instagram. The journal spoke with Tishby today about what her future may hold now that she is no longer working for the Israeli government in an official capacity. I have been a pro-Israel and pro-Jewish advocate for the last 20 years, Tishby told the journal. I was honored to have had an official title for the past year, but my work will continue with or without it. The rise of anti-Semitism is a terrifying reality we should all face, and I will continue my fight against anti-Semitism and for the state of Israel with commitment, passion and vigor. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Noah Tishby, at Noah Tishby. The 47-year-old entertainer-turned-activist has become one of the go-to voices in the United States for defending Israel and representing Israel's point of view, especially after publishing her 2021 book, Israel: A Simple Guide to the Most Misunderstood Country on Earth. Tishby's dismissal from her Israeli government-appointed position follows a March 17 appearance on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, where she explained the competing forces at work as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pursues a controversial judicial overhaul. In the opening interview segment, Tishby told Maher, "First of all, this is slightly dramatic, so let's just be straight here. What we're seeing." Maher laughs. "It is. President Herzog is great. He's a great friend of mine and an incredible human being. What's happening in Israel right now, what we're seeing is, literally, democracy on full display. It's actually quite extraordinary, so let's backtrack for a little bit. So a few months ago, Benjamin Netanyahu, you know very well, won the election, and because of how the parliamentary system is built in Israel, he started this coalition, which is on the extreme side. It's right-wing, more religious, and as it happens in the US when new governments come in, they jump in to make sweeping changes quite quickly. And that's what this government decided to do. They suggested a judiciary overhaul, which is going too far, and the Israeli people are, basically, rebelling against it." In her message, Tishby said she did not know whether her comments on the show were cause for her dismissal. "It is not possible for me to know if their decision was driven by my publicly stated concerns about this government's judicial reform policy," Tishby's statement read. "But given the reality that anti-Semitism continues its dangerous rise globally, and the threat to Israel's existence through delegitimization policies has not slowed, it is difficult to come to any other reasonable conclusion." Before publishing Israel: A Simple Guide in 2021, Tishby was primarily known as an actress and producer. She was cast in her first commercial at age 8, and received a scholarship to the Tel Aviv Museum of Art at 14. She served 2 years in the Israel Defense Forces, then moved to the United States to take her acting career to the next level. By the time Tishby was in her early 30s, she was the first producer to bring an original Israeli television show to the U.S., the multiple Emmy-nominated HBO show, In Treatment. Maher asked whether the Israeli system has three branches of government similar to the United States. Tishby explained how the Israeli government works, particularly how the government wants to take too much power basically and overrule the Supreme Court decision by a simple majority. "But the Israeli people are rebelling against this, and it's quite amazing what is happening. Over 60% of the Israeli public want to stop this overhaul," Tishby pointed out to Maher. 54% of Likud voters didn't know this would be the first line of items for this new government. "And I do believe that it's going to stop. It's not going to pass in its current form, it shouldn't pass in its current form. And what we are seeing though, it's incredible what is happening. Nearly 10% of the Israeli population is out in the street and there's no riots, there's no violence, there's no blood, one person got hurt, but that's about it. It's an extraordinarily creative demonstration. The Israeli people are speaking up, they don't want this." Since taking the job as special envoy last year, Tishby has taken on Twitter trolls and called out BDS leaders on college campuses and in the U.S. Congress. She often speaks directly to her followers and explains complicated geopolitical topics in plain, non-esoteric language. Below is the remainder of the text of Tishby's statement this morning. "When I accepted the special envoy position from former Foreign Minister Lapid, I did so because the threat to Jews around the world is as significant today as any other point since the Holocaust, and the risks to Israel are as great today as they have been since our nation's birth. As an advocate for justice and equality, I felt an obligation to stand with the many others united in the fight against hate. That does not mean I must suppress my views, and my decision to speak out was not taken lightly. I voiced concerns because I believe absolutely in the importance of an independent judiciary in safeguarding the democratic system. Open and honest debate with those in government is at the core of Israel's long-term well-being and our status as the region's single consistent democracy. True patriotism involves standing up for the values and principles that form the foundation of our nation, even when it means questioning or opposing policies implemented by this or any government. I am disappointed by their decision but remain steadfast in my commitment to fighting anti-Semitism and the delegitimization of Israel on the global stage. It has been an honor to work with incredible partners and organizations dedicated to promoting understanding, tolerance, and respect for Israel and the Jewish people. As an advocate, an artist, and most importantly as an American-Israeli citizen and a Jew, my work will continue in our joint effort to create a brighter future for Israel and the Jewish people. Am Yisrael Chai, Noah Tishbe.